time for another school district update on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, as well as Castle Country Focus. My name is Dave Hoganson. Joining me today on the phone, I have Mrs. Connie Totticini. She is from Bruin Point Elementary. She's the principal out there. We're going to talk about some of the great stuff that's going on out at Bruin Point, because there's always great things that go on out there, right, Mrs. Totticini?
Of course.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So let's talk about some of the programs and some of the fun things that you've got going on out at Bruin Point.
One of the first things I'd like to talk about is our penny drive. Because during the summer, the community wasn't able to have their normal fundraiser that they do during the summer, we decided that we were going to have a penny drive, and this was headed up by a parent. And we just wanted to see how much change we could collect, and we were very shocked. Our goal was $300, and I'll tell you a little bit about the incentives before I tell you how much we really earned. So the highest student in the class got to pie their teacher.
Wow.
Yep. And the highest student in the school got to pie me. And in 25 years of education, it's the first time I've ever had a pie in my face.
You've never taken a pie to the face. So, unfortunately, I hate to say this to you, sounds like you were due.
Yeah, I guess so. So we did have to, we made an adjustment so that the highest in the school couldn't pie that me and the teacher. So it was the second in the class that got to pie their teacher, but it was a lot of fun. And I told the kids that if they earned over $500, that I would dye my hair rainbow colored.
So are you sitting in your office today with rainbow colored hair?
Yes.
Well, good job.
So our students, with the tons of help from the community, earned a little over $1,500.
Wow.
Yeah, I was very impressed. I was very, very impressed. And I was so proud of our kids, because it wasn't just a time for them to go around and ask people for money, because we actually discourage that. You know, it's see if you can do extra chores, you know, clean out the couch.
Right.
So, work, see if you can work for your grandma, you know, but, you know, do things to earn it. Don't just ask for it. And some of our kids, just the stories that came in from their parents and from other community members was just phenomenal. And it was so much fun. And that money that we raised will be used. We used part of it for our Halloween snacks, because the snacks from outside of the school can't come in. So by parents and teachers, or students, excuse me. And so we purchased snacks for the kids and made little treat boxes for them. We'll do the same thing for our Christmas celebrations. So, but it was, and then we'll use them for, we haven't really decided, but all of that money will go towards the students and for incentives and prizes and awards and recognition and things like that.
Well, very good. That sounds like it was a lot of fun, and they had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. It went live on Facebook. It was fun.
Very good. All right. So let's talk. You were saying something about a readathon that you've got coming up.
Yeah. So our librarian has applied for a grant, and we were awarded money to celebrate our kids' reading. And so we have been sending home reading calendars, and the students have also been able to log these or have their parents log them online. But the expectation is 20 to 30 minutes a day at home, for at least 5 days a week, and then they come in, and then we log them, and little Bruin Point Bear logos get put on our mountain that we have in our cafeteria, because we're trying to get our bear over the mountain. And then at the end of each month, we're also having prizes. I was just looking at our calendars now of the students that return them. So they'll receive a reward for meeting those expectations. And then in December, we will have our reading celebration. So it'll be a readathon / Polar Express / hot chocolate and cookies celebration for Christmas. But it really will be for celebrating the kids and all the reading that they've done.
And it's all about reading, isn't it? That's what it all boils down to.
Yep. And our kids we've seen a lot of progress already with our students. I just had a paraprofessional come in here and let me know that one of our students had just made significant progress in his reading. And we're seeing a lot of that. It's so wonderful. I love to read, and I love it that the kids love to read. The kids come in and read to me. I have a couple of classes that send two kids in every week, once a week, to come in and read to me. And then I've scheduled some time to go on and read to kids, and it's the best part of the day.
Oh, sure. It's got to be great for you as because, you know, even though you're the administrator and the principal and stuff, at the heart of everything, you're still a teacher. And they love to get back in the classrooms, don't they?
Yep. And it's a ton of fun. I really enjoy it.
All right. Well, and you were also mentioning something about you've got some new measures that you guys are taking up there.
Yes. Well, with the new directives that were received from Governor Herbert, you know, first of all, I have to say I'm really proud of our students and our teachers and all of our faculty, because wearing masks has not been an issue. I mean, maybe with a few students, we have to remind them to cover their cute little noses, but it really hasn't been an issue. And so upping the requirements a little bit, we're having them wear them outside at recess. Mask breaks will only be taken if we can separate them 6 feet outside, and they'll be very, very short. We just want to keep our kids as safe as possible. But I'm very, very proud of our students for keeping their masks on. They're not fun, and we don't wear them as a fashion statement. We wear them because we care about each other. But we are being a little bit more careful, a lot more careful, actually, with people that are coming into the school, making sure that we do symptoms checks before they enter into the school completely. But these are things that we've been doing all along. We're just upping it, you know, sanitation. We're doing even more of making sure that everything stays clean, and we don't want any of our little kiddos to get sick, and because we love having them here, we want them here in school. That's where they learn best.
And that's, you know what, you're absolutely right. They've got to be in school if they want to learn, right?
Yep.
All right. Hey, Mrs. Totticini, anything else that we need to cover? Do we get it all?
This is probably a really good way to get it out, that our Christmas program that Mr. Bain works on all beginning of the year will be a little bit different this year because of restrictions. We will be doing that whole thing virtual. We'll live stream, and then we'll burn CDs for parents as Christmas gifts. But that will all be virtual this year. And we're still excited, and the kids are still excited, because now they get to keep it and watch it whenever they want to. But that is kind of a big change, that we won't have parents in here during our Christmas program.
All right, so we'll be looking for that as well. Mrs. Totticini with Bruin Point Elementary, thank you so much for taking the time out today to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. Now, for more information on interviews just like this, you can always go to our website, castlecountryradio.com. Or you can listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.